especially when so much is self-inflicted. You know, 8 games in, you want to have your communication and everything down packed, and you just got to keep going.
When you're out, right. Excuse me. When you're out there, I mean, you're sitting there going, "What the hell's going on?"
Yeah. Kind of, sort of. You know, you're playing, but you know, and when you get back to the sideline, you try to get the corrections and understand what's going on. But it was tough. You know what I mean? It seemed like they wanted to do whatever they want, and we had no answer. So it was definitely tough playing the game.
What do you take from it? What do you take from that? And how do you sort of move forward? What do you do to correct that at this point?
I don't think we can go no worse than that. You know, 16 course game. I think you're gonna have a game somewhat like that. I don't know it's bad, but I know you're gonna have that bad game. So hopefully that was it, and you gotta move on from it. You know, you can't let that game continue to beat you. So you gotta get out your system real fast.
What do you see of Janice on film?
He's
improved.
Yeah, a lot. They're on fire right now. Putting up almost 450 yards a game. You know, a guy that definitely has a strong arm and has targets that he can get the ball to. You know, gonna run the ball a little bit just to get him. You know, he's still young, but I like him. I like him at four, just throwing the ball and getting it downfield.
Even he admits though that he's no Drew Brees.
Nah.
Would you see it as being a little easier to fool him on some things than it was?
I hope, because he's young, but I mean, he's put up some good numbers this year, and he's first round overall pick. You know, he definitely has some stuff about himself. He definitely wouldn't have been that. So you can't take him lightly. You know, you can take advantage of that. He probably hasn't seen all the pressures and things of that nature, and try to come after him.
I know you guys have said as the corners you kind of had to step aside and let the young guys make the calls and do that stuff. After something that happened like that last game as a veteran, do you feel like you now have to make sure you get involved in that a little bit? Or
nah, that's I think that's all a part of growth. You know, it'll help the young guys come along. You know, it definitely has been good. You know, for some strange reason that our communication lacked, but got on the practice field a little bit and seems to be back where it's supposed to be. So I think it's all a part of just growing and steady growing as a group.
What is he doing, Jameis, doing differently now than he was in the beginning of the season? His picks, he's got no picks in the last 3 games.
He's more poised. You know, he's not trying, he's letting the game come to him, not trying to hit that home run and get it to the guys that you know that he's getting it to on film. He's letting stuff develop more, and the run game's helping a lot. They're definitely running that ball well.